Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Sunday, a new study was released titled Dr. Zylstra's Final Settlement, Gold as a Monetary Cosmos Sun. It was written by Dutch economist Jacob Schipper. Kjell Zylstra served as the Dutch Minister of Economic Affairs from 1952 to 1959. He was the finance minister from 1958 to 1963. He served as senator from 1963 to 66. In 1966, he became prime minister and again served as finance minister. He resigned both positions in 1967 to become head of the Dutch Central Bank, a position he held until the beginning of 1982. Perhaps most significant, Zylstra also served as chairman of the board for the Bank for International Settlements from July 1967 until January 1982. Zylstra wrote two memoirs. The first, titled Dr. Zylstra, discussed his time as a central banker. He recounted a story on page 191 where U.S. Assistant Treasurer Paul Volcker and a member of the Federal Reserve Board flew to meet him in July 1971. The Dutch Central Bank had converted $600 million in U.S. currency into gold thus far that year, and the Americans were trying to persuade him to cease such activity. During this meeting, Volcker told Zylstra, quote, "You are rocking the boat," unquote. To this, Zylstra replied, quote, "If the boat is rocking because we present $250 million for conversion into gold or something that can be considered an equal asset, then the boat has already perished," unquote. The Dutch redeemed this final tranche of U.S. currency. President Nixon terminated further currency for gold redemptions less than a month later. The title of Zylstra's second memoir can roughly be translated as The Final Settlement. It goes into further detail about his activities as a central banker and how the U.S. government worked with other central banks to suppress gold prices. On page 222, the author attributes the creation of special drawing rights as an attempt to manage international monetary systems because the price of gold was too low. The most important point of the memoir is that Zylstra considered gold to be the only currency that was suitable as the center of the monetary cosmos. Now that the U.S. government's attempt to suppress gold prices have been further revealed, those who continue to deny the truth of this information have even less of a leg to stand on. The ramifications of this development are almost certain to support higher gold and silver prices in the coming weeks. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.